Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. Today my guest on Piano Jazz is Karen Allison. She's a young musician of many accomplishments. She's an elegant singer and pianist who could improvise on and interpret a vast range of songs, from ballads to the blues and everything in between. That's you, Karen.
I can't believe you're talking about me.
I'm talking about you, and I've experienced your singing on records and in person, and I've played for you, and I think you're wonderful.
Well, likewise, and I'm thrilled to be here with you.
Well, I'm glad you are. You know, something I've got to ask you, and I hope this doesn't sound rude. I've never heard of the name Karen.
Really?
I've never heard of anybody with that name.
Yeah.
And I always think that people think that I'm being uppity, and I'm saying Karen when I mean Karen. And that, you know, I want everyone to know
right.
It's not Karen.
No, this is the name I was given at my birth. It's a Danish or Swedish pronunciation of Karen, and it's spelled K-A-R-R-I-N, and I've had trouble with it all my life, but it's, you know, it's my name.
It's an unusual name, but knowing where it comes from kind of helps.
Mm-hmm.
Enough about the name. Now, you're originally from?
I'm originally from the Midwest, is what I say, because I've jumped around a little bit. I was born in Kansas, and
you mean not Kansas City?
Kansas City. I live in Kansas City, Missouri, for the time being, and make a base there. And I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and also spent some time in Berkeley, California, in high school. And then I moved back to Omaha and was a piano performance major, classical piano performance major in college, and then to Minneapolis, doing gigs and stuff like that, and then eventually to Kansas City.
It's interesting that you started out on piano, I guess,
mm-hmm.
classical piano,
mm-hmm.
but you still play.
Well,
because you're going to play today.
I'm going to try to play today. I'm going to try and keep up with you. I used to accompany myself all the time. I do a lot of solo piano vocal gigs, you know, 5 and 6 nights a week, and those are dues paying things. And I still do.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, I know you know. And so I don't do those anymore. I'm pretty much standing up singing these days, and then a couple tunes a set, I'll sit down and play if I have, you know, my ideal band with me. But I still do a whole night's worth of piano playing myself on occasion with my guitarist and bassist or something like that.
Yeah, it's great because it adds something. I think people love it. If somebody that's standing up singing suddenly sits down and plays, I think that's a great.
And I wouldn't trade that, you know, the ability that I have for the world, because it's, you know, as you know, playing the piano is just can be the best feeling in the world.
It can.
And, it can.
And I hope it's going to be today, because I'm really looking forward to doing a little accompanying and playing for you.
Well.
I would love to hear you sing a song. What's it going to be?
Well, why don't we do I've Got the World on a String?
Lovely song. That's a good one.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make a rain go anytime I move my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? Life is a beautiful thing, as long as I hold that string. I'd be a silly so-and-so if I should ever let go. I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. Lucky me, can't you see I'm in love? So when the lid the life is a beautiful thing. As long as I hold that string, I'd be a silly so and so if I should ever let go. I'm never letting go. I got the world on a string. I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world. And what a life. What a world. What a life. I am in love. I'm in love.
Boy, that's such a great song. You must have a pretty wild repertoire by this time of songs, haven't you? How do you learn songs, anyway?
That's a good question. I actually usually sit down at the piano and work on them a little bit. So that's definitely where the piano comes in handy.
Well, how do you, like, find something that you like by mm-hmm. by going through the changes? Or do you ever hear somebody else's version of something?
And sure, I hear versions of either instrumental sometimes or vocal versions that I love, or many times, and I'm sure this happens to you, people will come up and say, have you ever considered doing this song? And then I'll say, well, I don't know it, but if you lay a tape on me or a piece of sheet music or whatever, and they do that very often, and many times it's a pretty good tune, so it's a nice suggestion. Many times, or several times they're not, that's all right.
Well, you have to weed through them.
That's right.
I know I do too, but, you say you didn't really hear jazz until you were like a teenager. I mean, who did you hear? Did you hear singers that became your influences? Like, who did you listen to?
Right. When I first started performing, I did a lot of things like Carly Simon and Carole King and Joni Mitchell, Roberta Flack.
Oh, really? Was that still in school?
Yes. I would listen to them. That was very popular when I was a teenager. And I would try them out at the piano. I've discovered fake books. And actually, my piano teacher, way back when, sort of stressed improvisation. It was under the Robert Pace method. And at that time...
Oh, yeah.
Was he English? Is he English?
No.
Oh, for some reason.
No, I went up there to his class one time.
Yeah. Do you remember that improvisational... You know, I mean, he used to get kids to try and improvise over real simple changes.
Yeah, I think it worked in many cases.
And so that probably was my first experience with improvisation. Other than that, I was always never a very good reader, so I would get by
me both.
Improvisationally, you know. Try that at home.
But it's interesting you listen to all those people, because I did too. In fact, I know we could do a Carole King songbook.
Oh,
I know
all those
tunes. And Joni Mitchell's mm-hmm. a real, and she really loves jazz.
Oh, I mean,
I think all those people are probably a good basis. Roberta Flack mm-hmm. for you, but then didn't people like Sarah Vaughan and Carmen come along into your life?
Oh yes, yeah, that was only the very first stage, and then my first actually vocal jazz influence was probably Nancy Wilson.
Oh yeah,
and then Dinah Washington. Then you know, moving on to Sarah, to Ella Fitzgerald, of course, and Carmen. I love Carmen McRae. And also really love the singer Nancy King these days. She's a great singer.
Oh, yeah, she's good, isn't
yeah.
she? You know, talking about Sarah, you just reminded me that years ago she recorded a song of mine, which you were nice enough to listen to and perhaps sing. There'll be other times.
I would love to do that.
Would you do that?
Of course.
Hearing somebody really good sing a song that you wrote is like an experience like no other.
Well,
so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, me too.
All right, there'll be other times.
For now we two must part. Here in your care I leave my heart. you and I will meet again. No one will share my arms till then. The bliss and ecstasy, each precious memory will live again when you come back to me. There'll be other times this love of ours will never die. It's not goodbye. It's not
pretty. You know, the first and actually the only time other than today that I've heard you sing that song was at the Concord Festival, and that was a big kick because there we were, part of, we're both on that label.
Yes.
And it was kind of nice getting a chance to play for you at
it was
one of their shindigs.
Yeah, I remember when we talked on the phone or something, and you asked if I might like to sit in with you or something after your set, and we'd opened for you, and I said, well, but of course. And I think I had, well, you and I had talked about recording that tune before on a Concord album.
You know, you've been with Concord, I guess, for a few years. Mm-hmm. And did Carl Jefferson, did he... sign you up himself?
Yes, he did. And that remains a grateful part of my recording career, just to get to meet Jeff and have some experiences with him. What a man.
I mean, I miss him. He's like no other. We had a lot of fun and a mm-hmm. lot of laughs, and I managed to do all the things that I had wanted to do on records, and maybe you have too. How many have you got out now?
I have five out now, and the latest one is Daydream.
Oh, is that the title of it?
Yes.
Actually, that's one of my favorite. Well, we could do that, couldn't we?
Let's do that one. That
okay.
sounds great.
Why do you haunt me so? Here in this rosy glow, the face of my love you show. Daydream, I walk along on air. I'm building a castle there for me and my love to share. Well, I don't know the time, Lord. Days, the sun in the sky, while I go around feeling hazy. Daydream, don't break my reverie until I find that he. Daydreaming just like me.
You know what I love about the way you did Daydream, Karen, is, first of all, a waltz idea. Is that your idea?
Actually, you know, if I may mention someone's name on the air.
Oh, you may.
Oh, good. Terry Teachout said that he's a wonderful writer here in New York. And
I know him. He's wonderful.
He knows you and loves you. And so I think it was he that suggested, we were walking down the street one day and we just heard Benny Carter at a club, and he said, "Boy, you know, Daydream is cool as a waltz." And then I just remembered that and tried it.
Well, not only that, you picked a delicious key of A. I mean, I really love that.
You're a wonderful sport, and you played beautifully on it.
Thanks. In case you've just tuned in, my guest today is Karen Allison. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR.
Would you like to play something for us?
What's that?
The Things We Did Last Summer. Do you remember
that
one?
Oh, you know, I wonder how old that song is, because I've been playing it. I think I learned to play this in England I'd love to hear you sing that sometime.
Sometime, but we'd like to hear you play it.
All right, here goes.
Well, that was a beautiful rendition of The Things We Did Last Summer. I always marvel at your harmonic sense, and I know that everybody else does too. And how do you, for example, on that beautiful tag you did, it just comes to you, I guess. Do you think about it much? Or?
No, not really. It's funny. It's funny that somewhere in there there's an ancient tune called Falling Leaves or something like that. Oh, Faded Summer Love that goes.
Oh,
so I sort of
implied that one in there.
Implied that one.
Right.
Nobody knows that tune, and you know, it's just sort of something. But once in a while, I'll hear something like that and just throw it in.
That's beautiful.
So, anyway, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I hope to hear you sing that one of these days. But meanwhile, I've heard you sing some really beautiful ballads, and you've got one of my favorites on your new record, which is a tune by Victor Young, actually, My Foolish Heart.
Right. And actually, I sat in with you at a club in Minneapolis and sang this tune, if you'll recall. You called me up from the stage, and so...
I did, and you know, and I thought, this is a horrible thing to do to somebody, to sort of suddenly ask them up to sing. And then I thought, well, I know she can sing, and she deserves it. I'm going to do it to her.
And I'm just a girl who can't say no.
But that's happened to me many times, especially maybe I'm sitting in the middle of having a couple of drinks, and Clark mm-hmm. Terry or somebody says, come up and play, mm-hmm. and you have to go.
Right.
But that's showbiz.
Sure. That's a good part of it, usually.
All right, here we go. My Foolish Heart.
The night is but a lovely tune. Beware my foolish heart. The ever constant moon, take care, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination. It's hard to see on an evening such as this. They both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. His lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time, it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade and fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish heart. There's a line between love and fascination. It's hard to see on an evening such as this, for they both give the very same sensation when you're lost in the magic of a kiss. His lips are much too close to mine. Beware my foolish heart. But should our eager lips combine, then let the fire start. For this time, it isn't fascination or a dream that will fade then fall apart. It's love. This time it's love, my foolish
I thought that was nice. That's such a beautiful tune, and I think that's hard to sing a tune so slowly, but I think you certainly rivaled Shirley Horn.
Oh, my.
But it's beautiful because you can really hear every nuance of that song.
Yeah, well, it helps to have you at the piano, that's for sure.
Well, it's time to let you know that my guest today is Karen Allison. Our program is made possible in part by the Baldwin Piano Company. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. Now, other aspects of your burgeoning career, writing songs?
I don't do it as much as I should, but occasionally I write a tune. And would you like to do one of these tunes?
I would if it's not too hard, if I can get
it's
in it some way.
It's not difficult at all.
Okay.
It's a blues tune, basically. And
I can manage that.
Yeah, it's about two of my favorite things in life.
Oh?
Yeah, and you'll find out what they are.
Oh, all right. What's it called?
It's called Sweet Home Cookin' Man.
Man, oh man.
Well, he ain't got personality, he ain't got such good looks. When I come home hungry, Lord, how my baby cooks. He's a chef of fine distinction, always cooks it up just right. Whether I come home in the morning, baby, or stumble in late at night. Well, he might be cooking lobster, or he might be fixing fish. Doesn't matter, darling, it's always the perfect dish. He's a culinary wonder, always cooks with the right spice. My taste buds in a frenzy, darling, they think that they've found paradise. Well, I don't have to call Betty Crocker, I don't have to call Sara Lee. This man has done his homework, he makes up his own recipe. Don't have to go out shopping, don't have to go out of doors. They say true love's when a man brings home the groceries instead of eating all of yours. He's a chef of fine distinction, he even comes complete with pots and pans. I got a nickname for him, baby, I call him a sweet home cooking man. Thank you. Well, I don't have to call Betty Crocker. I don't have to call Sara Lee. This man has done his homework. He makes up his own recipe. I don't have to go out shopping. Don't have to go out of doors. They say true love's when a man brings home the groceries instead of eating all of yours. He's a chef of fine distinction. My baby comes complete with pots and pans. I got a nickname for a baby I call my sweet home cooking man. So listen, all you ladies, listen up. And don't be a fool if your man starts misbehaving. Just send him to cooking school. You'll have a chef of fine distinction. He might even come complete with pots and pans. Call him anything you want to. I call mine my sweet home cooking man. I call him my sweet home cooking man.
It's nice. I love that.
That's a whole other. It's a cute tune, and it's a whole
it's,
other.
It's a cute tune. It's you know, nothing deep.
No, nothing. But you don't have to have deep all the
That's
time.
That's right.
But I mean, it really shows that you can get down and dirty, which yeah, I sort of like.
I like the blues a lot.
Before the show, you kind of half hinted that you would do another of my tunes, and I'm too selfish to let this drop.
No, I'd love to do your tune.
And actually, I wrote this. It's funny, just to give you a history of this tune, it's called Twilight World, and it actually started life as a band arrangement for Doc Severinsen, who played it on The Tonight Show. And then Johnny Mercer came up to the house one time and wrote the lyric for it.
That's wonderful.
Tony Bennett recorded it, but that's a long time ago. Yeah. This will be a fresh new version.
Right. No,
by you.
I love the way he sings it. And so let's try it.
Okay, I'd love to.
Twilight world over the China Sea. Sing me a melody from ages ago. In a twilight world, watching the sampans pass, I fill a frosty glass as lanterns burn low. Light is a changing panorama. Love is a dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or Cathay. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come take it while we may and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in. Thank you. dancing butterfly. Catch them both while we may. Come to Spain or cafe. I don't want to miss that will-o'-the-wisp passing by. Life is holding out a twilight world. Don't let it slip away. Come take it while we may and let it begin. Let's find our twilight world before the night sets in. Before the night sets in. Before the night sets in. Before the night sets in.
Boy, I really loved hearing you sing Twilight World.
Well, I loved singing it with you.
It really made my day.
Oh, my goodness, thank you.
And I see you can go from, really slow, sentimental ballads, and then you can do your song that you did, Down Home. Now, here comes something else that we talked about before the show.
Yeah, this tune called Yeah, Yeah is something that we recorded as well, and it's a New Orleans sort of beat. It's a second line kind of a thing. And
oh, okay.
It's always kind of gets people up and, you know, energetic. So,
well, let's get people
you'll
up
join
and energetic.
Yeah, join me on this one, would you?
All right.
Okay.
Now, what's it called?
It's called Yeah, Yeah. John Hendricks wrote the lyrics to this, and Pat Patricks wrote the music.
Well, let's have a go at it.
All right.
My dizzy kazoo, I call my baby and ask him, what should we do? I mentioned movies, but he don't seem to dig that. And then he asked me, why don't I come to his fed and have some supper and let the evening pass by digging records beside his groovy hi-fi? I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say. I say, yeah, yeah. My baby loves me, he gets me feeling so fine the way he loves me. He lets me know that he's mine, and when he kisses, he lets the fire get hot, he never misses. He gives it all that he's got, no need to ask me if everything is okay, I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say, yeah, yeah, that's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. We'll play a melody and turn the lights down low so none can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, we gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in this whole world except for you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, pretty baby, you're giving me such a thrill, as I tell you, because I'm troubled still. Pretty baby, I want you all for my own. I'm even ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. None can see. We gotta do that, we gotta do that, we gotta do that, we gotta do that. And there'll be no one else alive in this whole world except for you and me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, pretty baby, you're giving me such a thrill, as I tell you, because I'm trembling still. A pretty baby, I want you all on my own. I'm even ready to leave those others alone. No need to ask me if everything is okay. I got my answer. The only thing I can say, I say, yeah, yeah. That's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. And that's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. And that's what I say, I say, yeah, yeah. And that's what I say, yeah, 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 yeah. Say, do 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 do
way, that's a whole other aspect of your singing. You've got a lot of things going. And
well,
it's
so
nice
you
play for yourself, too. Now, what did you mean, though, by second line?
Well, I hope this is right. I think it has to do with funeral marches.
That was a jolly funeral.
Yeah, well, I think they used to, I mean, in New Orleans, I'm no history major, believe me, but I think that down in that part of the country, they tend to look at them more as a celebratory kind of a thing.
Yeah, but I know some of the funeral things that I'm familiar with. Like on the way back, they play a very jolly.
Maybe that's what it means. Maybe it's on the way. Maybe that's the second line part of it. I mean, if anybody knows.
I've got to find out about that. It's interesting. But anyway.
Certainly different than
it's great. I want to hear you do more songs like that.
Well.
Playing Away. Oh, that was good.
Well,
I enjoyed that
thank
myself.
Thank you for helping me on that one.
By the way, I'd like to let you know that my guest today is Karen Allison. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz. There's a really nice song that you did on your CD that it's sort of a pop song that I would love to hear you sing and play. Everything Must Change.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad if you like that. That's.
I love that.
I don't know what to say about that tune. It just
philosophical.
Isn't it? Thank you. Yes, it is. And I don't know what to say about it.
No, but you know, there's all these little sayings like everything must change, and then they say the more things change, the more they stay the same. All these. I mean, you can just get
right.
your own.
The
philosophy.
Only thing in life that stays the same is the fact that there's a change or something.
Yeah. So I mean, anyone listening, they can draw their own conclusions
from
this.
That's right.
I mean. I'll just think what I want to think.
Okay. This is...
So there.
You had mentioned that it's a pop tune, and it is. It's written by Bernard, and I hope I'm pronouncing this right, Eichner, and it's I-G-N-E-R, I think. But we have this on a recording as well.
Yeah, it's really nice, so
thank you.
Do that for me.
All right.
Everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one stays the same. Young become the old, mysteries unfold, 'cause that's the way of time. Yes, everything will change. There are not many things in this life that you can be sure of, except the rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Heart will heal, but never much too soon. 'Cause nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things Except the rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky. The rain comes from the clouds, the sun lights up the sky. Yes, the rain comes from the clouds, and the sun lights up the sky. And music, sweet music, makes me cry. Everything must change. I
just love what you do with that tune, Everything Must Change. And you accompany yourself very well on that. Do you work it all out, or do you just do what comes naturally?
Well, a lot of it is natural, for the better or for worse, but I usually think that in my case, simpler is better for accompaniment for myself.
Well, I think that goes for all of us. And by the way, we've got one more tune to do, but before we do it, I would love to just tell you what a kick this has been having you here,
well,
Karen.
I can't tell you how thrilled I am to be on your show, and I've been a longtime fan, and I hope to be considered a friend, so thank you.
Oh, you are considered a friend. Listen, anybody who would do two of my tunes in one show is a friend.
Bribery.
A real friend. Mm-hmm. Well, now let's do a monk tune just to make everything jolly and
all right.
Fun, because this is a fun tune. Straight,
yes.
No chaser.
That's right. Well, monk said it straight, there's not a time when you wait. You gotta be on, you gotta be strong, the time is here, so trust your life to your ear. Don't wait for no one, they'll have to go on, because a moment is a place where it happens, and there's no one who can help get it straight. Well, monks in it straight, there's not a time when you wait. You gotta be on, you gotta be strong, the time is here, so trust your life to your ear. Don't wait for no one, they'll have to go on, because a moment is a place where it happens, and there's no one who can help get it straight.
Yay!
Well, what a gas to play with you. It's just been big, big pleasure for me.
Me too. I had a great time.
Thank you, Marion.
You've been listening to Marion McPartland with today's guest, Karen Allison. This program was originally broadcast in 1998. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson. Recording engineer, Richard Applegate. Mastering engineer, David Mitchell. Production coordinator, Meg Hires. Executive producer, Tom Clark. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1101 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. Learn more about piano jazz artists and music selections on our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Jazz Times Magazine, now celebrating its 40th anniversary of delivering jazz news, insight, and opinion at newsstands everywhere and on the web at jazztimes.com. Support for NPR comes from NPR stations and NPR. Contributors include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, committed to building a more just, verdant, and peaceful world. More information at macfound.org. And the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age. This is NPR.